What was that?
Oh, because I'm recording on my phone this way to make it easier, so I don't have to do all the turning.
Okay. Do you have a new picture?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen the funny girl background or the funny girl
Oh.
poster.
Yeah. Oh, because I haven't been on this angle in a while. Yeah, I have the Beanie Feinstein funny girl window guard. And
Justice
like,
for Beanie.
exactly. And then I have the Foo Fighters photo that you sent me above it.
I'll send you some more when I see some stuff. I have my eye on one for you, but I obviously can't tell you what it is. So just wait until October. I have a list of
I found
things.
another poster and I'm like, I might put it on this wall since I'm gonna be in this corner a little bit. But I also need to like fill out this side a little bit. I'm gonna get prints. I also yeah,
Okay.
there's a lot of things I wanna get to finish it out, but like
Why? Because you're moving
those are
soon.
that and like other things are important than design right now.
Yeah. It sucks being an adult. We said this last week.
Yeah. Now that we have an established like schedule kind of, I'm looking to see if I can find fencing classes so I can go back. And
Okay.
Saturday is like my light day. I can do whatever I want on Saturday, and it's only for freaking kids on a Saturday. Like adults have lives too.
Right. And I work. So, of course, I need Saturdays. I am kind of glad we moved it back to like weekday nights because Mama Bear be so exhausted on a Saturday.
Honestly, have being able to sleep in has been a blessing.
Yeah,
So,
it took a while. It took a while, but we got here.
I
We
know,
got here. Here we are.
I woke up last week and I was just like, I have absolutely nothing to do right now.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not there. I woke
I
up
mean, you are a
to tears the
parent of two.
tears. So, what did you read this week?
Oh man, I didn't even realize that we were actually recording. I never do. I never pay attention. This is what you
That's the
guys get.
point.
See, at
I'm like a
least you know,
ninja.
off air, I'm not, a
A
crazy
douchebag.
person, right? I'm really nice and mellow. Anyway,
I wouldn't say all that.
that was rude. You didn't have to do all that. Why not? Jesus. Anyway, hi everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Black Girl Charmed. I'm your co-host Ray, who is trying to summon the little bit of energy. Guys, my body's at a 5, my brain is at a 3, but I'm trying to give you guys at least a 6. So, do that math. Anyway, I'm joined by my co-host.
Jonelle, I am tired. I don't go to the gym. I actually am really feeling this plump new mom body. Like, second time around, I got curves where I didn't have curves before. I need to lose like just 10 pounds to flatten the tummy a little bit. But I got like plus size model going on right now, and I'm feeling it. I might rock it this summer, and then we'll see what next summer brings.
You know, I was a 14, 16. Now I am a 10, 12 and
Okay.
have maintained this 10, 12 like from before the pandemic, throughout the pandemic.
That's nice.
And like there are things that are like, okay, I definitely like slacked off a lot of it, but I didn't slack off enough that I completely reversed things. So like I'm just trying to get right back into it.
I feel
Ugh.
that. I am, so like in dresses, I'm a medium. So if it's like a stretchy dress, it's a medium. And mm-hmm. I realized that I have to stop buying large shirts because I'm not a large. I am a medium. But below is a whole different story.
Yeah.
Below is like hello plus size.
Somebody that I follow on Twitter was just like, y'all girls are scarred going bathing suit shopping. And I'm like, yes. Because I'm a 3X on top and like a medium on the bottom.
And we're like reversed.
And like, it's, would you go to like the 3X section for your tops? They are just like
ugly.
Whose mammy is this?
Yeah, they're and then not I attractive.
Like, the medium bottom and like the yeeks is yeeking, but like it just gives confused, and I hate that. So what tends to happen is I buy the extra large that complements the medium, and there's this massive spillage, and I don't feel 1,000% comfortable, but I feel 100%.
I mean, I enjoy the massive spillage. I'm always down for when Ray lets out for summertime. It's always a pleasant experience when it comes up through my Instagram. So,
you know,
extra large for the win.
You know what it is? And it has already begun. And men leer. Like, it doesn't matter. Like the hint of titty that you get, and 9 times out of 10, it's not even side boob or like under boob. You're only seeing you're literally only seeing like my bralette or my bra from the bottom, and they're just like, oh.
I definitely got hit on a couple of days ago wearing my husband's sweats and one of his t-shirts. Men will leer, men will smell the pheromone that you are giving off, and it's like, I need to make her mine. Ah.
Yes. But the thing about it is, I am also compact. So they think I can be fucked with. And like,
I thought you started this off. You started off this episode by saying that you were mellow and nice.
You got me talking about shopping and boobs and like, my God, these, I'm about to hit up Fabletics and be like, so what's like the equivalent to a 36 double J?
Yay, more male listeners for the win.
Right? It's like, let us know. And like, anyway. You guys don't need to hear about this. I mean, maybe you do, maybe you know. Who knows? So, what have you been watching this week? I see that you did not update the doc that we share. Really?
I did. I updated it with what happened this week. So, I didn't really watch anything new. Just the same, the Abbott Elementary's Grand Crew.
Yeah. Abbott was so good.
Abbott was very good. Abbott was very good. It hit my heart. But nothing new. I have a bunch of things that I want to watch, but I can't keep my eyes open, so it ain't happening. However, I did get some stuff from the library, but have not opened it up yet either. But I did play this demo called Dredge, and I really like it. So it's saved because I don't obviously want to pay full price because who does that? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically, so it's like a mystery game, but you're playing as a fisherman, and so you're going to like these towns, and you ask like the first town, well, what happened to your other fishermen? And they're like, nah, why you my business? And then the next day somebody wakes you up and is like, you don't want to do this, this is not what you want to be doing, and then leaves. It's such a good, like, opening. And I'm like, I didn't think that I would enjoy a game about fishing, but I am intrigued. Not for full price, but when am I ever for full price? But I'm intrigued. So the game is called Dredge. It's on Nintendo Switch.
We will always bring up Spiritfarer.
So it's not like the fishing on Spiritfarer. You're actually maneuvering the boat.
When have you ever paid for full price? Blah blah blah. I was commenting on that.
Yes. Oh yeah. I tell you that. I sent you like a bunch of games this week that were.
I know. I saw. I have bookmarked it. I'm restructuring the budget so I can have more fun and get more things. And I also have to go through the closet.
That's why I sent you them deals. There's a couple like $2 games in there.
I know.
I got you. We game on a budget here at Black Girl Charmed.
Man, I wish that like we were actually recording so we could just use it as a snippet. That's the brand right there. In like 3 words. But as for me, I have been emotionally cutting by binging the first 3 episodes of season 4 of Succession.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. I mean, it's been spoiled in like the LA Times and he's already
Yeah,
been on,
I saw
like,
that. I saw that. I was like, anyway, oh, this is
but like
this is a for a TV show.
Yeah. But like it is. So essentially, imagine somebody like had a camera in your face for the first 30 minutes of you getting that phone call of either your mom or your dad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And that's literally what. Yeah.
We're talking about like once upon a time, that night I called you and you thought.
Yeah, because legitimately, they like shot this scene for 28 minutes consecutively, like no breaks, no nothing. And it is the 30 minutes of your life when you get that phone call.
Oh my God. We talking about Harry Potter, Sirius Black.
And like, there's a scene, like Roman... Whoever's watching the show also knows these characters, but like Roman literally reenacts the trauma. Well, it's not trauma, the emotional trauma that we went through like 2 months ago.
Mm.
So it's like, were y'all in the room with us? Like, how do you know this? How do you like?
Yeah.
Because like, Rome doesn't want to believe that it's true. And so like, until like somebody official tells me
mm-hmm.
it's not true. So stop saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nice thing to say. And it's just like, all right. You got it. It's like, I watched it twice. Cause the first time I was like you half asleep. So like, I was like, I feel it. I get it. But the sleepiness is winning. I like put it on as like my background show as I was getting ready for work the next morning. And then it was like, you want some feelings, bitch? And that was how I went to work.
All right.
But to like alleviate all that heaviness, I am now on season 4 of Psych.
Okay. You're moving very slowly.
We're halfway through. Not including the movies, it's 8 seasons.
Okay. I didn't think it was that short. God, it felt like it was on forever.
Because
you
it's
know,
like,
I have to pick back up, speaking of Psych, which I don't know how that parlays into Psych, but I need to pick back up Law & Order. It went on Christmas break and I never picked it back up. Why did we not pick it back up?
I don't know. There were so many other things that were going on. But also, it does pertain to Psych because there was an episode where they just kept, like, listing the female detectives of, like, TV shows. And, of course, they dropped Mariska. They also dropped Homegirl from Criminal Intent. So I was like, yes, Law & Order, baby! Yeah,
I gotta pick it back up.
they're still doing the gag that I talked about last week, but it is so campy and so, like, accurate to, like, real police work because the police don't do nothing.
I mean, and when you look at statistics.
Statistically. So, like,
it is what it is.
Watch any, like, true crime show. It is legitimately the aggrieved family member doing all of the legwork and then being like, here you go, detective. Do all the other legal stuff. And that's like. Man. But it's a good, it's a very dumb procedural, but it's, I see why it has like the cult following it does. I see why they had a movie like up until like last year.
I think that he said he wanted to do another one too.
All that man do is A Million Little Things and Psych, and I'm watching both of them. Did you watch this week's episode?
Ah! Am I gonna cry?
No, but our babies are just so grown. Like, okay. Theo grown.
I know. I'll probably watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to cry. I think it's like, it's again, we're in the last season, so it's hitting all those last season like marks and notes. But, you know, you see a familiar face this episode.
Okay.
You know.
I'm still mad Rome didn't get his real baby.
Lord.
That season will always, always crush me.
Let me tell you. I went through that shit on Parenthood with Julia and her husband. And to go through it again on A Million Little Things with Rome.
How dare they?
You know. Just. Okay, hi, Panther. He wants to show off his nice new coat because he let me
brush him. It's very shiny.
He let me brush him for 20 minutes. Ooh. And then his father came home and he had to act like a boy and be like, I like being dirty. I don't like this. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yeah. But anyway, I think this is the most joy you will get out of this episode because...
bombastic side eye.
Yo, I just want to hear, I want to be in the bashment party where it starts off with bombastic side eye and then goes into Murder, She Wrote. You see the vision.
I see the vision. I will twerk the vision.
It's so good. But anyway, we are discussing season 2, episode 17, How to Make a Quilt Out of Americans. And I get what they were saying now with the overall theme of the episode. But God, this title sucks. And God damn it, this episode sucks too.
Yeah.
The original air date was April 6, 2000. We got Javier and Robert Macello writing this episode. The director is Kevin Inch. This is the last time we will see Kevin's work. This is the last time his hands, his directorial vision will be on Charmed. And you know why I have this spoke for him? Because the first time we saw him was in Feats of Clay.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Exactly. I'm going to take a quick sip before we hit the guest stars. God. Anyway. So, the guest stars this week. Anne Haney, Aunt Gail, rest in peace. She passed away in 2001 with 121 acting credits, including Dahmer and Greg, Boy Meets World, and Ally McBeal. Pamela Gordon, she played Amanda, also rest in peace. She died in 2003 with 58 acting credits, including NYPD Blue, The King of Queens, Two Guys, A Girl, and A Pizza Place. Yeah. Lucy Lee Flippin,
who played Helen, has 67 acting credits, including Rat Race, ER, and Judging Amy. Cameron Bancroft, who played our Demon of the Week, Crito, has 90 acting credits, including 24, CSI Miami, Smallville, and Psych.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Julia Lee, who plays young Gail, has 12 acting credits, including Angel, Buffy, and A Man Apart. Mm. Bill Wiley, rest in peace. He passed away in 2021, with 47 acting credits, including The King of Queens, Melrose Place, and Wings. Charles C. Stevenson, that is the old man at like, the dealership. He has 107 acting credits, including Will and Grace, Pleasantville, Glee, and Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. And John Gowans has 77 acting credits. That's one of the old men in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Including Curb Your Enthusiasm, Yellowstone, and Shameless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring the back my Yellowstone.
Oh. Them Duttons, ma'am. The trivia this week. The title is based on the movie How to Make an American Quilt that was made in 1995. I didn't look it up. I didn't want to look it up. This episode was boring, so I assumed that movie would be boring too. This episode reunites Shannon Doherty with Anne Haney from Our House that ran from 86 to 88. Lucy Lee Flippin Helen played Shannon Doherty's aunt. Eliza Jane Wilder on The Little House on the Prairie, even though they never shared screen time on that show or this show. This is the fourth time these hoes don't lost their damn powers. We kind of have like an inkling or like the red flag has officially been thrown, even though I would say it's been thrown since that bitch like hugged them at the door. When Aunt Gail is flipping through the Book of Shadows while Prue and Phoebe and Piper are talking, the hand of Fatma spell can be seen briefly. And last but not least, the shirt that Piper is wearing when she sees Dan at P3 after he returns is the same one Hannah Webster wore, is, and the truth is out there, and it hurts.
Ooh.
So, you know, right? Reusing, you know.
She looks so cute, though.
What are your initial thoughts or the, well, sorry, yeah, what are your initial thoughts of the episode?
I'm over hearing about her and Dan.
Lord, are we all?
Her reasoning for not wanting to be a witch doesn't compel me to feel sorry for her, because this is a mess of your making or your lack of trying. These girls still, 2 years later, cannot sense when somebody is being weird. And not only can they not sense when somebody's being weird, like,
shouldn't even take the flight when Graham's dying. Why she climbing up now? And this even the first time they did this.
Right. It's like, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. It's like our homegirl who don't call when big things happen in your life, but be like, hey, can you lend me some money?
You ain't shit. You ain't
That's
shit.
Exactly. Like,
you ain't shit. Yeah, no. So my initial thoughts were, damn, the three horsemen of the apocalypse had their hands in this damn episode. Especially like Javier and Kevin, because yeah. I knew it was going to be bad. I was like, damn, you're not even like a story editor this week. You actually wrote the story. And then, it's not funny, but I did the pre-pro before I watched the episode. So It was just like, rest in peace, this person. rest in peace this other person. Rest in peace this other person. And then you watch the episode and it's like, oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Peacock synopsis is
That's your only thoughts, is that there's a lot of old dead people in this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so like So the Peacock synopsis is an old family friend appeals to Piper, Phoebe, and Prue to stop a demon who peels the skin from corpses. Piper doesn't want to be a witch anymore.
I mean,
okay. I guess. IMDb, a family friend wants to stop a skin stealing demon. No thoughts, just straight to the point.
I'll save my thoughts for the episode. Continue.
Last but not least, the DVD. The sisters are asked by a family friend to stop a demon who stole skins. Oh, wow, sorry. You gave me like the worst version of the back. It was so blurry, so I had to copy it.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have resent it. It didn't look blurry on my end.
The sisters were asked to stop a family friend to stop a demon who steals skins from corpses, and soon learn that the woman is actually trading their powers for eternal youth and beauty.
I feel like that's the better one this time around.
Yeah, I mean, they learn pretty soon. I had after the credits, like before, by Junebug. You had 17 again by the Eurythmics. And during the scene that I don't have anything for because this bitch is stupid. Valerian by Catatonia played. And that's it for me. Take it away.
So we're in a basement and you got these three old women trying to summon a demon named Crito, which I thought was automatically stupid. Like, I feel like you guys were old enough to know that y'all shouldn't be fucking summoning no goddamn demons. But age does not necessarily bring wisdom. Clearly. So he appears in like this portal, and I initially thought, does Crito have like surgeries? Because his nose and his mouth, like, he looked like a cat lady. So one of the old women, Gail, offers to make him whole, a human being, in return for their youth. And he was like, bitch, what are you going to give me? Like, that ain't enough. I don't want to just be whole. I want powers. This ain't going to work. He was like, don't even, matter of fact, don't even call my name again. Erase my number. And before he disappears, Gail was like, look, I can give you powers to move things with your mind, stop time, and see the future. And the fact that in 15 seconds, you were willing to throw these girls under the bus, I don't feel sorry for anything that happens, like anything. 15 seconds and you were like, nah, listen to this, fuck out of here. So Crito's interested and he says, yeah, I'll make you guys young if you come through. You give me powers, I'll make you guys young. So there's two other witches, Helen and Amanda, and Gail's like, yeah, I can definitely do it. Just leave this to me. Continue making this quilt. And I wrote, we just summoned a demon, but now we make it a quilt. I mean, it explains itself later, but I was like... Mm-hmm. What? And Gail's like coughing like disgusting. Gail has a really bad case of bronchitis. It is nasty. Gail has COVID. It's gross.
I feel like she had like a touch of the lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess you couldn't say lung cancer on TV. I don't know.
So the next scene we are in, it looks like Phoebe's room, and Phoebe is reading her book upside down, and Prue is in the room with her and is like, have you seen an optometrist? Because clearly you need glasses. You can't even recognize that the book is upside down. How dumb and blind you gotta be, Phoebe? How dumb and blind? I was annoyed.
I mean, it's Phoebe.
So then they start talking about how Piper's throwing away one of her favorite boots, and they go and see her, and the boots are like covered in like, it looks like ectoplasm, but it's demon blood from when they killed a demon this week. But it definitely looks mad. Like there's ectoplasm.
You know what makes me mad about this scene? And I just wish they had a little bit more money. They had so much money to literally do everything else but say Timberland. Like, yo, because she was throwing out Tim's. That's what it was. They were like, oh my god.
Lugs.
Nah, they can afford lugs. Piper was throwing out Tim's.
That's why she was mad.
And she couldn't, they couldn't say Tim's. So they were like, you know, her tan suede ones. Yo. Like, I want to feel sorry for her because the fact, like, she just bought them.
The first time you have to get rid of your Tim's hurts. It hurts.
It does. I felt so bad for Shorty, but like, this is the life you chose.
Why are you wearing Tim's to a demon killer? Like, girl, you know better.
No. We wouldn't wear Tim's demon bite in.
You're right. Also, why is she the only one with damaged goods? Like, none of the other girls were like, yeah, I feel you on this. I had to throw away a pair of pants or something like that. Like, why is she the only one?
Because, I mean, Phoebe did it in the moment. But no, because then Prue saved it. When the spell they used to get rid of that, like, DJ demon. Like the potion spilled on her skirt, wrap, whatever, used it to get off, like to still attack the demon. But you still had like that residue on there, so I feel like it happens in the moment, and they're like, "Damn!" But Piper just wants. I feel like it was one of those things that had she not already created her whole misery, she probably would have gotten more sympathy, or it probably would have rolled off her back more. But because she's in, like, it is very clear the people who had their hands on this love triangle were men. And
because it doesn't make any sense.
It don't make no sense. It doesn't. It doesn't, like, continuity wise, it don't even make no sense. And being real with you, that would have been the better story.
Last week, you were all like, oh, Leah, we'll make this work. And now you upset because you got to tell Dan. You got to break up with him. Like, get out of my face. Get out of my face. So she has to go to P3 to break up with Dan. She, again, is talking about how much she is in love with Leo. And no matter what, she's going to make it work with him. I don't care. So she's on her way to
baby girl a message. Tell her we'll be coming home.
So she is on her way to P3.
He doesn't really understand me. Put her at the lead. Message he. If he gives me some time, I could be the witch he needs. Sorry.
Blink, blink. Okay. So the doorbell rings and it's this bitch Gail, and we find out that Gail and Grams used to be best friends. They call her Aunt Gail. They were which makes this even worse. They were sorority sisters in college. Phoebe still had the picture that
Gail and Monique. Giselle and Monique.
No.
But I'm talking about the sorority sisters part of it.
I know, but like they were actually sorority sisters together. No, and that's not just Giselle and Monique, that's Giselle and Wendy.
Okay, whatever. It's Giselle. But I wouldn't even say that. Before we get into like the pictures and stuff, from the time she hugged those girls at the door, she had her face was nefarious. She had nefarious thoughts. And
they don't sense anything wrong. Because, oh my God, Graham this, Graham that. And I was, where you been, homie? Where you been? We've been out here, especially when we get to Aunt Gail's house. We've been out here struggling.
No. When she starts, like, talking, like, all right. let me put on my Auntie Ray hat. Back in the day, Auntie Ray.
I'm not a kid anymore, but some days
Auntie Ray used to hang out with gang members, and it was just like people would talk a certain way when they know that you're cool. And when Aunt Gail started spilling secrets, it was just like, oh. But she spilled secrets like that.
Right. She was spilling,
like, they have been dealing with this since episode one and that 70s episode. And they still trust the old people.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, did the 70s episode teach you guys nothing? Nothing? Clearly, Grams don't know how to pick friends. Clearly.
And, like, we went on this whole long thing about how, you know, old people, they can't keep in contact with one another because, you know, their kids move them, yada, yada. We gave all these old people out on why they can't connect with their friends or their family or whatever. But, like, if your Graham's friends keeps popping out the woodwork every 6 or so months, where the fuck you been? You know they put her fucking passing in the newspaper.
I don't know. So this woman got a big mouth. She talking about how the bridge club that they had was actually the coven, and Aunt Gail knows that she was a real witch with powers, and she knows that the sisters are the charmed ones. And I was like, first of all, Graham's got a big ass mouth. You were sitting here hating ass men, but you should have been worrying about these bitches that you kept close.
Yo.
And even her chit chat sounded mad fucking phony. You here for 45 seconds and you already telling me that I'm a charmed one? Like, it's just,
it's too convenient for me.
Yes, right.
And, like, honestly, I want to be on homegirl's side when we get to it, but
nope. No.
I'm not going to roast you as hard as I want to. I'll just say that.
Because she roasting in hell. It's okay. So she starts coughing again and hacking up a fucking lung. And I was like, okay, like, no sympathy. So the next scene is
sorry for this bitch.
Right.
I don't.
The next scene, we are with Dan and Piper at P3, and this motherfucker has more jewelry. And I thought that last episode he got a sack when he was like, don't pick me up from the airport, but clearly not. He has jewelry. This bitch freezes him to make sure it's not a ring. Unfreezes him, still looks disappointed, and he was like, oh, are you sad because it wasn't a ring? And then she's like, we have to talk. And that don't ring alarm bells, Dan. That don't ring alarm bells.
It do. I feel like Dan was out here, like, he was still out here trying to make it work. He knows she making a mistake. He knows. He's trying to save her from herself. And
you can't save these hoes. She don't want to be saved. The phone rings. Piper has to go back to the house because Prue is saying that Aunt Gail is in trouble. And you know what? Damn right, Piper. Who the fuck cares about Aunt Gail? I don't care about Aunt Gail. I got shit to do. I've been trying to break up with this man. I don't care about Aunt Gail, but they make her come back. And
well, yeah, because she was like, Aunt Gail knows the gang codes. I was like...
Whatever.
That was a bit much. Like, my brother and I have code words or code phrases for when shit goes like left. And I feel that, like, we ain't got no magical powers and we got that shit. How come y'all don't got no magical powers to do that? Like, come on. Banana hammock. Oh, okay. Drop everything. Okay, let's go. Dan, you gotta go. No.
And even then, he's still like, oh, you know, it's family issues. She's like, yet again, it is. You know, I would tell you, let's meet up later, but I'm probably not going to be ready for later. So let's meet up tomorrow night and we can have this conversation. And she leaves. She leaves the earrings on the bar and he looks so fucking crushed. Like, I hope wherever Dan is, he got himself a little nice little Stepford wife who all she wants to do is suck his balls and cook him dinner. Because I am over it.
Every day on TikTok, I'm seeing more and more Piper fucked up, like, rhetoric, and I'm here for it. I'm liking everything. I'm going to make videos off of all the comments because this bitch is stupid. And this episode makes no sense. And when we get to it, that's probably where I will give you guys the most smoke for Piper. And then for Piper for the writers, but Piper won't get it. But continue.
So we're back at the mansion, or not the mansion, the manor. We're back at the manor, and Aunt Gail says that she knows of this demon. He's digging up graves, he's skinning corpses, and that in the Book of Shadows, she remembers that there was a skinned demon that could grant youth. That's not alarm raising, because Grams ain't even show y'all the Book of Shadows, but whatever. So
when we know about Grams, I'm surprised more people haven't showed up to this house and been like, hey yo, let me see your book. Grams was having whole ass parties in that house and bringing everybody back to the crib.
So at the same time that they are looking for the page in the Book of Shadows, Helen and Amanda are out here making a flesh suit on a mannequin. So that was the quote. It's a flesh suit.
Oh, I got it. I just hated it.
It was gross. So Piper still notices that Phoebe can't see for shit, but doesn't really say anything about it because clearly that's not the time. The book does have a vanishing spell, and Aunt Gail is like, when I say putting it on heavy for the girls to come to Santa Costa, I haven't seen you in years. Why am I coming to your house? Let me do more research. Why has nobody called Leo? Leo is a white lighter. Why is nobody calling Leo? Why do the elders just be letting them do dumb shit all the time? Where is your scooter?
Where is it? Also, like, yeah, it'll make no sense because when they did the whole personal gain shit and made that guy literally step on his own dog shit, they sent Leo to teach the ass as a lesson. They are literally trying to summon and revive a skin demon. And they separated him from his skin for a reason. And the elders is like, nah, let it happen. Let's see what they're made of.
That's it. So Piper is whispering, this shit don't seem right. Thank you, Piper. Thank you for having some common sense. But they walk out the room and have a whole conversation and let this bitch with the Book of Shadows by herself. Why would we?
A lesson that they will never learn, apparently.
So I think the reason why they...
You see the hand of Fatma.
I think that they don't take Piper seriously because she also then starts bitching about her life being a witch. And I really felt like that was a season one Piper, and I thought we had elevated. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
No, it's... We see this Piper throughout the series. And this is a Piper that we'll see again in season 3. We're going to see this Piper again in season 4. We're going to see her again in season 5. Like, this Piper don't ever go away.
So Aunt Gail gets through the book. Aunt Gail goes through the book and finds the page with the spell to separate a witch from her powers. She rips the page out the book and puts it in her purse. And then she comes downstairs and they're like, yeah, we'll go to Santa Casa. Y'all don't find it weird that she didn't wait for y'all to come back upstairs?
Oh, I gotta go feed some cats.
Yo.
They don't even feed Kit like that. Shut the fuck up.
I literally wrote, cats to feed? Where the fuck is Kit? Who feeds her? Who has ever said, yo, I gotta go home to feed my cat?
I have to go make lasagna. Oh, it doesn't matter now because you're married and you have two kids. Look at you.
So Angel goes back and she's with Helen and Amanda, and they are now around this mannequin covered in human skin. Okay? And they summon this demon, and the mannequin comes to life. They needed more human skin because Crito has no upper lip. And Crito is like, well, where are these powers? I'm not doing anything before I grant you guys youth. So y'all ain't even.
Secure the
What?
bag.
I just, it's three old ass women, and nobody in this group, nobody in this friend group said, hey, do you really think it's wise that we're summoning a demon?
No, because they
At
all
least
the desperate.
that animal instinct, animal magnetism. Homegirl was like, none of this makes sense. I'm uncomfortable here. But I digress. So in Santa Costa, there's a gas station and they're running late because Phoebe couldn't see a road on the map. Now, if y'all know that Phoebe can't see, why do y'all let her have the map?
You know why? Because they didn't take none of this shit seriously. They had some real, they had actual fucking valid questions and didn't even take themselves seriously. Because why the fuck haven't we heard about people just digging up bodies? Why hasn't Daryl knocked on our door and been like, hey, you hear about these people skinning corpses? Because that sounds like some shit up your alley.
Right. So Phoebe asks two old ass men for directions and she ends up writing it down. But as she's writing them down, she drops her eyeglass case containing glasses and then denies owning them and then makes fun of Prue for wearing glasses. And it's such an
Because she's older.
80s B plot. It's like, it's such an 80s B plot. Really, we really have a plot about the fact that Phoebe doesn't want to wear glasses because it's not cool and it makes you look old. Clearly, guys, I did not enjoy this episode one bit.
It's men writing this episode, writing and directing.
So they pull up to this weird ass house. And again, no alarm bells pop off. And again, I'm going to feel a way if I've been out here struggling and you talking about Grams was my best friend, we were sorority sisters, and I pull up to this fucking mansion that you have. But that's just me.
Y'all are so lucky. I did not go to a black college because I would be doing all the stupid ass sounds right now just to get through this episode. I really want to do that, like one of those AKA like sound.
No, you can't do one of those now. Don't do that. Don't do
Like,
that.
am I getting canceled? But I want to, so because. That's how foolish this episode is. It just needs like some AKA sound effects every time this like these three bitches pop up on the screen.
So the three old ass women are in the kitchen and they're making a potion and they spike the pitcher of iced tea that they have with the potion. And then they serve the tea to the sisters and they're all drinking this tea like this shit is nasty. Why the fuck then are you still drinking it?
Because they
First off,
do not.
I'm already on alarm when I go to old people's houses because they don't like to throw shit out. So you're probably serving me something that's expired. I'm already unalarmed.
Get out.
Already alarmed,
Get
okay?
out.
You know it's true.
It's not even just that. It's also like, girl, that's not like somebody's like abuela. She's not gonna beat you with a like anything if you don't take this. Like, I have been to like my friends' houses and like one of their aunts or their grandmother is just shoving food and a drink in my direction. And no matter how much you say no, they don't listen. But
You're gonna sit there.
I bet you one thing that juice is cold I bet you one thing, that food is good. Y'all serving me like iced tea that ain't even been in the fridge yet.
Right. And y'all know it's nasty to the point where like they're still trying to force, like, again, here's, they're trying to force this drink down your throat. She has already told you that she knows about the Book of Shadows. Y'all have never heard of this Crito demon. None of y'all like alarm. Leo hasn't popped up. Daryl hasn't popped up. Nobody has popped up. And now she's serving y'all nasty ass drink. And on top of that, what bothers me is that Phoebe is supposed to be like the potion master. You don't taste something odd with this shit, bro. Whatever. Then
I yell at that fall for this shit. I'll tell you one thing.
One thing. Then Aunt Gail is like urging them to go to this random furniture warehouse because that's like where some of the crimes happen or wherever this demon was doing what demon does. Y'all are not, first she wanted y'all to come to her house. Now she's sending y'all to a warehouse. Y'all don't put on the news and show me in Santa Costa that this is happening. How come y'all old biddies are the only one who know about this? So Helen and Amanda were like, why did you send these girls out? And this bitch had the nerve to say, I won't let a demon harm them because I care about them. How does that register in your old ass brain?
Same way parents be like, I do this because I love you.
You're right. You're right. So the three old women decide to call to continue to call for the sisters' powers until the potion takes effect. So the sisters get to the warehouse and obviously there's nothing there. Prue is finally like, okay, I think something's up. It seems like a wild goose chase. This don't make no sense. I feel too eager.
This is the second time they've been roofied this damn season. Damn it.
Crito now has these charm powers, and he uses Prue's powers to show that he has the charmed girl's powers. And when Helen and so he then turns Gail young first, and when Helen and Amanda are like, "Oh, me, pick me, pick me," from dust you came, and from dust you shall return. What were you expecting?
Especially, they was acting too entitled to it. The minute you start acting like this belongs to you or he owes you this, say goodbye.
Did Grams teach y'all nothing in this coven? What were y'all expecting playing with a demon? Come on. Y'all ain't go to church? Nothing? Nothing? So Gail is obviously like horrified now, you fucking idiot. And he's like, it take three of y'all to bring me back. So it's going to take three of y'all to banish me. Why would I set myself up for failure? You're an idiot, Gail. I don't care. You are an idiot. He says, we're not done yet. You are still going to lead me to other people who need to feel young, or you will end up decomped like your friends because beauty has its price. The sisters get to Aunt Gail's house and Prue goes, something's not right. I believe that these old biddies summon the demon. Prue, you are like too fucking late. Like y'all should listen to Piper hours ago.
Well, the house noticed, smells like incinerated body.
Right. So the house smells like incinerated bodies. And they go downstairs into the basement and they find what's left of Helen and Amanda. And then a rat happens to startle Piper and she tries to freeze it. It doesn't freeze. And then Prue tries to use her power and that doesn't work either.
I don't think she tried to freeze it. I think like she tried to like, it scared her and she threw her hands up. And then like she obviously expected to freeze because every time she gets startled, a freeze happened. And then she was like, wait a fucking second. Try your shit.
I don't care. So they discover the potion and Phoebe's like, oh my God, this makes sense because there's hemlock root in it. That's why it tasted bad. Shut the fuck up. Prue discovers Aunt Gail's medical bills and that's where we find out like she was going to die anyway. She was going to die. And that's why she was working with Crito. But whatever. So we're back at the gas station, and the two men that had given Phoebe directions earlier are now young. And when Phoebe and the girls arrive, they yell like, "Hiya, toots." And Phoebe recognizes the old men. Inside of the gas station, Crito is making his, like, be young again pitch to a friend of Gail's named Frank. Like, do all these old people just hang out at the gas station?
Yeah, it's just like the guys on the block.
They don't play like Rum Ginny or something? They don't? Nothing? They're just hanging out at the gas station?
Like, you're open, like, one of those retirement communities they just have, like, a regular degular spot.
So, Crito shows how young Gail is now to Frank, and he agrees. And then Crito makes him young. And then Gail's complaining. But you weren't complaining when you did your shit to the sisters. So why you complaining now? Like, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you, bitch. Crito picks up the eyeglass case that Phoebe had dropped, and he got a premonition and basically sees that he is going to die by the hands of the charmed ones. And he's like, absolutely not. This is not going to happen to me. All of this is happening. Where is the owner of the gas station? Where is the worker? We just turning people young again and nobody saying nothing.
When have you ever seen the owner of a gas station at the gas station?
I have seen the owner of the gas station at the gas station.
Well, aren't you fucking lucky?
I mean, I still have to pay my gas, so it didn't matter. So at the same time, the sisters pull up and Crito, like, throws Gail aside. And then Gail runs out to, like, take cover with Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, fuck you, bitch. Why are you over here? And I will give it, Phoebe had all the smoke for Gail, and I was with Phoebe. I was 100% with Phoebe. But Gail ends up, like, apologizing and giving them back this spell that she ripped from the book. And at the same time, Piper and Prue are trying to fight Crito. They end up distracting him.
Yeah, that stupid thing that they did, like, I feel like they've done this before. Like, good witches don't freeze.
So then the sisters run away. Phoebe kicks him. He throws Gail through a window. He accuses her of betraying him, and then she turns to dust. And, I mean,
sorry,
what were you expecting?
Dustin the Wind started playing in my head.
Like, I don't know. So they go back to Aunt Gail's place. And they're talking, and Piper's basically talking about how she don't want to be a witch no more. Prue brings up Andy and how she felt the same way when Andy died.
I want Prue to stand up and punch both her sisters in the face. Because what you're not going to do is play in my motherfucking face. Because 2 weeks ago, fucking Phoebe was like, oh, you sure you want to be a photographer? There's no money in that. No. Last week, we learned all the sacrifices that she went through to be how she ended up at Buckland's. And now we downplaying Andy's death. Like, oh, that's your bullshit. I'm talking about something. I'm talking about Dan and Leo.
But even then, I feel like nobody has brought up, if you are concerned about the fact that he is not going to accept you as you fully are, why don't we just do the 24-hour truth spell? And I know that we talk, you know, they're not supposed to do the 24-hour truth spell because of, like, personal gain. But these girls do personal gain every fucking episode, so I don't want to hear it. Like, we use this. Because I really feel like if we did that, Dan would have been like, oh, you're a witch. Show me what you can do. Oh, that's hot.
Because to be honest, Auntie wasn't even tight that she was a witch. She was just like, I can't be with you. I love you. I'll hold you down. I always have your back. I'll be your bestie. But as for, like, he thought about, like, oh, I'm not comfortable with the thought of, like, my potential kids being witches. Like, that's who I am right now. Right now in this instant. And that was still wasn't even bad. He's like, Andy didn't have no wild ass reaction. That reaction even said that, like, yo, if you're asking me for now, this is what you're going to get. But there's room to grow. You didn't even give Dan that courtesy. And you, no. Like, you full of shit. You full of shit. You full of shit. You want a non-magical life. You want a life without all the drama. So yes, I'm going to be with a white lighter whose whole life is drama. You want to have a normal fucking life. Let's talk about the fucking life of poverty you're going to have, because the only money Leo has is the money you give him. But so make no sense. It'll make no sense.
They get into the basement and the sisters have prepared the potion from the page that Dusty gave them. And then the plan is to trick him into using astral projection so that he thinks that Phoebe is looking for the potion. And then that's when they will, you know, deal with him then. So when he comes in, they all take their positions. Phoebe kicks him. Prue and Piper push a shelf rack. And then they start to yell to Phoebe to get the potion. And she runs, screams that she has it, and they start chanting. And he's like, oh, shit, and begins to astral project. And then Phoebe, she says her hiya. And then his astral body goes back into his unconscious body. And then they pour the potion into his unconscious body before it happens.
Yeah.
I don't care. Phoebe then joins her sisters. As Crito returns to his body, they recite the spell, take back their powers. Piper freezes him, and then another spell, they banish Crito. And then you start to see that everybody that was made young by Crito, except for the people that are dust, now return to their natural age. Still doesn't want to be a witch, but won't quit unless the other two do. And Phoebe just really just cares about being a charmed one, so she doesn't care. She's like, okay, well, I'm never not going to want to be a witch. This is what I want to do forever.
And we actually see in future episodes that the lie detector determined that was a lie.
And they say that, like, when you get older, your feelings towards that is going to change. So Piper then goes off to see Dan. Phoebe puts on her new glasses and finally admits to Prue that she did go to see an optometrist. The whole bun on her head and her glasses, she looks like an elderly person. It's she could have picked cuter glasses. So we're at P3 now, and they just look really pitiful just sitting there. And Dan, just let her go. She goes through this whole explanation, and he's like, you don't have to explain to me, but I just need to know if it's because of Leo. And then he, like, dials it back, and he's like, no, I don't need to know that. And she's like, I have to try to make it work with him. I love him. But we can still be, like, more than neighbors, right? Whatever. And then Dan leaves. And that was the end of the episode.
You're right. There's no love interest chemistry. Because these bitches are annoying.
None.
I wouldn't have let this bitch in my house. I mean, I would let her in my house, but I wasn't leaving her in the attic with the Book of Shadows. Like,
that's like leaving somebody that you don't know around your debit card and your checkbook and then being shocked when they swap it. When they swipe that shit.
Fucking dumb tweaks I want to make to this episode. I would just not fuck, honestly. The tweak of what makes this episode is rewrites the whole entire fucking season. So there's that. And I've been saying the same shit for weeks now. Rating it, I gave this shit 3 out of 10 spiked Arnold Palmers because
wow,
that's what they were drinking. That's what they got poisoned with. And it is what it is.
I gave like it 3. 2...
I feel like 3 is too high. I don't even think anything was memorable. Yeah, knock that shit down.
Two missing white lighters.
Someone call white 911. On that weird note, some witches be hoes. Blessed be.